This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A word here about the current state of the global supply chain. Profitable. Here are some more words. Really, really profitable. The giant shipping conglomerate Maersk now says it's going to make even more money this year than it had been thinking. $37 billion, up from $24 billion. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on the supply chain desk today.
The global supply chain in 2022...
Yeah, so it feels a lot like it did in 2021, unfortunately.
That is not great, says HSBC's Eric Fish. And sentiment among his clients even sounds a lot like it did in 2021.
More of, we have to get over this period of the next 6 months.
They're working through a glut while continuing to import more. The cost to ship in a 40-foot shipping container surged above $20,000 last year, according to Reuters. The cost today?
Significantly less than those peak numbers, but significantly higher than historical averages.
In June, Maersk said that shipping costs probably won't come down soon. Without singling out Maersk, President Joe Biden has said those costs are fueling inflation. Morris Cohen of Penn's Wharton School calls today's supply chain woes a systemic problem.
That is occurring globally across multiple industries and multiple geographies.
Resulting in all kinds of shortages, says George Washington University's Diana Furchtgott-Roth. Take flour.
The higher price of flour is due to the war in Ukraine, whereas the semiconductor chip problem is due to slowdowns in China.
Many companies are still figuring out whether to change the supply chains they've relied on for so long, says the University of Arkansas's Donnie Williams. They're scoping out the whims of the American consumer.
I don't think anybody's really confident if our buying patterns are a long-term phenomenon yet, and we're already starting to see some of those easing up.
Williams says plenty of companies might remain in this extended holding pattern because the state of the supply chain 6 months from now is anyone's guess. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.